money, 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 money,
fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can frostbutt, only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds Chris style. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 foul. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. That got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them, or bring some Benjamins. Come out, come out.
New show, new fun. Got my girl, the truth teller. She in rare form tonight, so am I. We're going to be playing on people's phones, having fun, talking about the fun events coming up. Of course, tomorrow I'm hosting Dan at the 69th Street Lounge, New Era Concert Series. Shout out to Nick members, A-List Mogul, Talib, and Video City TV. com, who's going to be starting a cypher tomorrow with Enes, our headliner for the night. So all you MCs, you think you can just go in, get on the hottest new site, you know what I mean, out there, videocitytv.com. It's going to be filmed. It's going to be crazy. Check out the views. Check out what's featured on the site now. Like, it's all crazy. Just off that great interview we had on Tuesday, with TD, Crazy Music Uploaded. I'm going to keep it in rotation. We're also going to be promoting his new album, The Game Chose Me, 420. It's going to be out next Wednesday, so you know we all going to go hard. Shout out to X-Squad, I see you in the building. And my special guest for tonight, well, he's special every night. My homeboy, Vinny Showboat. We got to do our BBT photo shoot with my BlackBerry torch and shit. You take up pictures, my brother. What's up with you?
I'm chilling, man. I like all the exclusives on the BBM BlackBerry.
No,
photo
I don't
shoot.
Have no. I have a BBT. It's a BlackBerry torch. What the hell does BBM stand for anyway?
I don't know. This shit, the messenger, BlackBerry messenger.
Oh, BlackBerry Messenger. Oh, I don't even use that thing. I don't like it.
BBM stands for Big Booty Mama.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Oh, she look good in them jeans, but they better than
I told
than
y'all
they,
she. I told her she was in rare form. Well, yeah, y'all already know that. So, check out the pictures. Like, no.
Shout out to Jamel in the building, too. As usual, we got to show love the X Squad DJs. They got something they trying to get me to do on Monday. Something strange. I better get some change, though.
No, me being your pimp, I better get some change.
You ain't getting no change. That's why I've been sneaking all the money behind your back, like, for the past 2 months. So, yeah, now I confess.
That was yesterday. Today is another day.
Confession Friday. We'll be back next Friday. Next week is going down. You know, it's going to be crazy. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Confession what? We'll get it together. As a matter of fact, we'll have a little meeting tomorrow before at Mill Creek. You know they do the brunch. I think it starts at 11 p.m., girl. All you can eat breakfast stuff.
What?
You ain't with it, Vinny?
Yeah, I'm with it.
You with it?
I'm with it.
Vinny with it. I like it.
I'm also with it.
Huh?
I say I'm also with it.
Okay, so as you should be. Ain't nothing wrong with eating that good old food. Breakfast is always good. But before you show up tonight, Vinny Shobo, we got to get you to play with my phone. We doing prank calls tonight. Do you have a list between calling somebody, cussing them out, and just saying, oh, sorry, I got the wrong number. Or would you call one of your homies and tell them that they left money at your house? Be like...
Tell them that
it be. But what do you say?
Money.
What do you say?
True
telling. I think that would be so funny. Like, yo.
Wait. Okay. What we gotta do right is you gotta call somebody. Be like, yeah, I got that money I owe you. And when you want me to drop it off.
Just that would be funny, y'all. I know a lot of like people, even if they don't even owe, you don't even owe them the money. It's like, oh yeah, I need that. Like,
yeah, I need that, right? What's the other one?
What'd you say? Or I want you to call, cut somebody out and just be like, you got the wrong number. I dare you. Don't punk up.
I'm going to cut somebody out.
You going to do what?
I'm going to cut somebody out.
You're going to cut somebody out. All right, wait a minute. Oh, what you was about to say, Damal? What's up, babe?
I'm ready to dare.
You ready to dare, too? I know you are ready to dare. I know I probably
nobody
call and curse somebody
like
out for
nobody
real,
nobody does it like me.
Oh, man. People always getting on my damn nerves.
You heard me? Nobody
call
does
my
it
phone.
Like me.
I dare you to call my phone and cuss me out.
I'm going to call your phone from my other line, and I'm going to cuss you right out. I'm about to open up my mic right now. It's going to echo, and it's going to be irritating. Right to you, cuss you out. It's going to be like an echo. I'm going to say something, and it's going to echo again. It's going to be like a double curse out. F you. Kidding. But no, you ready to dare too? Which one you want to do, Damal? You want to curse somebody out or call
Roland.
Somebody and say you owe them money? Huh?
I'm going to call Roland.
You want to call Roland? What you going to say to Roland?
What the fuck you keep calling me for, man? You see I ain't calling your punk ass back? Man, what the fuck you want?
All right, so I see a lot of people going to cuss people out tonight, so ain't nothing wrong with that. We're going to get it popping, though. It's going to be funny as hell.
Oh, no. I'm real mad at my BFF and these fucking pictures she took. I might call her fucking ass. I ain't got no time for this. Don't be having fun without me, you stinking fuck face. I'm going to cuss her the fuck out. Watch. Right on the ear. All right. We all cursing people out. So we're going to play some music.
What's up with that girl? She always talking about her boyfriend.
Who?
Who's the man of the house and all. I'm like, God, Lee, what's going on in the house?
Who? Who are
you
talking
about?
You
know the friend for Philly. That used to be on that on your show. I think
you know my memory was like 2 cents.
Huh?
Who are you talking
about? I think
about?
She bipolar on Facebook.
I bet she bipolar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, they make my head hurt. I don't remember nothing. You know what
I can't say her name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Text it to
she
me.
Was one of your. She was one of your hosts. And I
she
made a model
of
the one.
Ran her house?
Because you said.
Oh,
you said,
and then you said, what
said,
about her?
She like
what you say about
bipolar
her?
On Facebook, I tell you.
Oh, yeah, very. I know you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm like, what the hell she be talking about?
Well, we will,
I just
about
sit there. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I just go to her page and read.
I'm stalking people.
Yeah.
I think that is really horrible and some real shit because there's so many people who be like I'll meet them. How you doing? I'm on fire. What's good? I got shows coming up. I got this, and the third. And they're like, I'm on fire. Oh, yeah, I'm your friend on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what's your name on Facebook? And they say what it is. And I'm like, you don't ever say nothing. They're like, oh, I just come through and just look, check up on your pictures. That's part of our daily routine. Like, you're fucking weird. Cut it out.
Like,
so he's bipolar. You're fucking weird, man.
That's lame. That's real lame. I be just gonna look at the pictures and all that.
Yeah, you gotta stop. If I see a picture, I like it. No matter if I ain't talked to you in months, I'ma just say, oh, I like your picture. I'm not just gonna stalk a person. I did before.
Lying bitch. You be stalking my page all day.
I don't stalk. How I stalk your page, you call my phone on fucking day, for real. Like, why I got to be on your Facebook? You always on my BBT, like.
I do not even like your BBT, but, you know, I'm going to take my defy, and we're going to go just, you know, move on to the next side.
Big black titties. We silly as shit, but we want to take this music break, and we also got the new music from my boy Vinny Shovo uploaded it to the switchboard. We're going to make sure we show love to him. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, we got to go in. It's the beginning of the show. Got to start off with my homie. He got that song, The Lower London. That new, new. We show man.
I'm in that Lower London. That new, new. That new. Feeling like the shit. Like the shit. Do, do, do. My bad bitch with me. That. My boo. Got more bands than the battle. They deep in the street, and I got around them.
ghost. When it comes to making money, I be ghost. Vanish, I bring home the bacon, bread, and the cheese. Sandwich, and I'm so exclusive. New shit, you be trying to find my swag, but you niggas can't. Elusive Looney Tunes going ham on the beach. Daily, I hit the roof and drop another hit. Payment, I'm in that Lord London.
To get into the topic for the night, prank calls, okay? And even if you're listening to them, I might get on my phone and call and prank you. So get my texts. Shout out to everybody listening. And shout out to everybody listening via www.knsradio.com. Shout out to Tamu, Better Talk Radio, everybody doing their thing over here. But we're going to start off with Vinny Showboat and... Listen, because it's live, you're going to hear some silence. You're going to be quiet until you give us the okay that you're done or that you couldn't get through to the person or whatever. Or, Vinny, do you want me to just call somebody and you just cuss them the fuck out?
Call somebody. I cuss them out. I got you.
You better not call them out no punk shit. I'm going to call a dude and then... I want you to just cuss the fuck out. And then
okay.
I hope it ain't one of my homies who ain't really listening to the show right now. Because it's not even going to be funny. I'm going to be like embarrassed. Like, shit. Fucked up.
Hey,
yes, Mel? Yes?
I want to play a trick on Looney Tunes and you can act like you Lauren London.
How can I?
Oh, you want to have Truth Teller act like she Lauren London.
Oh, Demel, you ain't shit. I think we should have a fucking whole day for just you. Y'all, prank calling is definitely Demel's baby because he's been doing that since I met him. Like, Demel will call you up. Like, I got the writer of a $1 billion check on the line for you to speak to right now, or I got the girl that's... acting in the hot movie on the live right now when I talk to you. And then
that's so nothing. I got this girl to scream like 8 times. I said, you won. Scream. You got this. We were looking for the person with the loud scream. She started screaming. I said, we don't hear you. Say it. And she just was screaming. And I said, well, you just got pranked.
I forget how you got
remember
me.
Remember that time, Honest?
Yeah.
I got got you a cue to call on the Marriott Hotel. You know,
oh, yes.
112.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, that wasn't fair. He
was
like,
kick my ass.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to hurt you for that, but it wasn't. That's not funny. You know what I'm saying? But, Demel, you know what? As a matter of fact, live on the air, I'm going to ask you if you want to be co-host with us on Saturday for a prank call because I forgot how good you are at that. Like, Demel is horrible truth teller. He is horrible. I remember you even had me thinking that one guy was Lou Rida one day and it wasn't even him. Like, I was real mad. Like, I was real mad. That was like back when I was real infatuated and shit. I was real upset. Like, I'm gonna fuck you up. But, you know, sometimes you do call it if you slim on the phone or the guy from Jagged Edge, Wingo, or whatever, whoever it is. How can I pretend to be Lauren London? I think Looney knows my voice. Let's use Truth Teller. Won't you just...
Yeah, because, you see, the situation is...
I can't
is,
do it. You already know my situation right now.
You can't do it? You too busy? Damn.
You know my situation right now.
Oh, man. What?
Well,
it don't have to be that long. Huh?
Just take 15 minutes.
I can't even do that long. I got background noise.
Oh, well, it don't matter. She got kids. Didn't she just have Lil Wayne baby? Yeah, just say that's Lil Wheezy in the background. It would be so funny. Do it, truth teller. Mm-hmm. You know you can sound sexy. Stop playing. You could have prank called it too, Billy. Whatever. Truth teller, you might as well not even front on this opportunity. I don't think I could change my
Okay, wait, y'all. Hey, wait. You talking about where I called into the show.
No,
I changed my voice.
Yeah, so you know how to do it. So, listen, if the kids make noise, you just tell them, be like, that's his little Wheezy. Because she just had Lil Wayne's baby. So, yeah, be like, that's his little Wayne's baby. They don't go to sleep. Be like, I thought it was a newborn. My baby grew fast.
Go ahead.
You with it? Stop acting like a punk. Truth teller.
I am here. Remember, I got to look right.
I'm ready,
I got to find. I'm going to have to do this on my radio show tomorrow because, God.
No, man, yeah,
because
she's
no,
messing it up, right?
Still had no type of
bra. Right now, I don't think
I could do it either because my voice is like.
See, you know,
sometimes I've been
telling
today, my voice, I can't even get the sexy voice going on.
Yes,
I can't just stop it.
I'm about to hang up on Truth Teller. She's pissing me off right now.
Hang up for me. I will call back into
the board.
Hang up for me. You know I control the switchboard too. Don't make me.
Maybe I can get somebody to do it.
No, man, that's not fair. You got these two great, perfect people on the line. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm just going to talk real low like that. And I'm going to be like, yeah, what's up, Louie? I love it.
Dang.
That's
not going to be good.
It's tough.
I can't even do a funny voice. My voice sounds so fake.
You're
like
fired. You're fired already, so we're not even using you. I'm doing it now.
Eat shit and die, bitch.
Yes, I will. No problem. I'm like, yeah, what's up? I love my dog.
Hold on.
I'm new.
Who's first?
Shut the fuck up. I'm doing it.
Who's
go
first?
Ahead, call Looney.
Don't you got a special guest? I thought he was going first.
Oh, you want him to go first? All right. Well, yeah, Vinny, you can go first.
All right, hold on. I'm about to make the call. Vinny, by the time I click over, the person already going to be saying hello a couple times. So
I got
once they say hello, then you just cuss them the fuck out, like, type pussy. I don't even care. Then you keep calling my phone, and I don't care. I don't even care about this person at all. Like, hold on, this is going to be funny as shit. So you ready, Vinny?
Yeah, go ahead.
Man, what happened to the BBC? Man, this is wank. Hold on.
What happened to the BBC?
Nah, I'm not even on my joint, so now, ha ha. Ain't you sorry? I'm such a G, I'm be playing on my fucking phone. I don't care if they call me that. You know me, funny shit. But what'd you say, truth teller? Oh, this is going to be funny. Hold on. I wasn't even on the phone.
Don't nobody answer new numbers in these fucking wars in these fucking life. Damn. They don't know it's me. I'm calling from my other number. I got a couple numbers and shit. Oh, I gotta find somebody to fucking call, and they pick up the goddamn. Oh, this guy'll be funny. Hold on. Get on my nerves, man. Fucking bastards.
No answer.
No answer. Like, I don't know if, I think Looney Tunes just called in, though. I think we can't get Looney Tunes
that's
tonight.
That's not Looney Tunes.
That wasn't Looney Tunes?
That's Jay Blunt.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Bluetooth or whatever. I'm looking at the number familiar.
I got a number to call. I got a number for you to call.
No, I want to do it because I want to call my phone back.
All right, go ahead. You do it.
All right, yeah, that's going to be funny. Nah, I'm not going
to do that. All what you got to do is star 67, man.
They don't know. No, a person is not going to answer. I'll probably call over a new number. It's a number I'm calling from my other number.
I mean, the bill collector is going to call this late.
Yeah, they not. Hold on one second. Hold on. Oh, F. All my numbers suck. That was the first person who phone actually off and shit. Like, god damn. All for the night. Who we got in
the air? Not on the air.
Huh?
I said not on the air. Your phone's off.
Yeah, they phone was off. They fault. I ain't got nothing
what's
to do with
that. What's his name? With the phone off.
You ain't shit, yo. You ain't even shit. I gotta get. Oh, this is gonna be a good person. All right, hold on. Got y'all. Right. It's official. Everybody I called is a pimp and probably in some pussy or something. Like, it is that time of the night. We're going to take a little musical break where I get some freaking fucking people who could work and effing get pranked in my daggone effing.
I should have went first.
You should have went first. No, I wasn't playing for my phone. It sucks. All these thousands of numbers I got. Oh, I wonder if this. He probably listened to this show. Damn it. I don't even care. He can listen to it. So hold on one more time. This is the last time for me. Man, your number disconnected. That's crazy. Man, this shit now. This is not even fair. All right.
pranking ain't easy. But go ahead, Vinny. You call somebody. Jesus, jeez.
All right, hold on.
Real quiet.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 2-6-5-7-9-6-3-4-8 is not a...
Because I'm not on the voicemail.
No, it's not funny. You got to hear the reaction. You are able to hear, like, what the fuck? It's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely cool. We're going to take a little musical break. I'm ready to cut the person out my damn self.
I'm ready to cut the person out because I can't find what I'm looking for.
Well, we're going to play some music. Shout out to my own boy, G6, and Tamu going in. I'm going to be back up, Benny. We're going to take a music break real fast.
Yeah!
Too. So running up on niggas late night is what I'ma do. Yeah, I'm back with them heaters. None of you niggas can see us. I'm about to flood the game. You can call me Rap Katrina. That same old shit. Just a different day. I hear these niggas rapping, talking about they flipping yay. My niggas put the mask on. That's how we play. Run up in they crib, take they shit and sell it round the way. Niggas don't know what they started. These streets, man, we both guarded. Running your lip, I had me pulling my fifth, and I don't plan on missing my target. Shitting on them, no toilets. Throw them out, they garbage. At the end, you gon' see that me and G, we go to Harlem.
These niggas need them down. They better move. Get they head crack. Put on a new. This nigga need an ounce. His homie need some blues. That's how we go down on the night.
Niggas need them down. They better move. Get they head crack. Put on a new.
to my boy D Sticks to move. Do anything. I like that beat. You know what I mean? Not showing off. But Vinny, I got somebody for you now.
Yeah.
The phone.
Oh, I'm so ready.
Shout out to everybody who's calling. Okay. Listen.
Five,
trying to get it together.
3-1-3-8-5-0-8.
Who is calling people?
Hello, SB Dodgers?
That was you, Demel. Demel, the phone is on an answer machine. You was so silly. I just want somebody to get cussed out, like, until I'm ready to make my phone call, do my cussing out, you know what I'm saying? Cause
I know somebody that don't like me.
Somebody that don't like you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dean, what's the PM number? I love to play on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
Show me her number.
Who number?
Mm-hmm. I ain't messing with that one.
I don't want to mess with it. I would love to play on her phone. I would love to play on her phone. It's hilarious. I'll be like, I'm like, hi, I'm calling because I'm a rapper and I want to be just like you.
Or you could get Truth Teller to talk nasty to the Hackman Crump.
Oh no!
You know he.
You know he. You know he be ready for all that. No, that's not fair.
Y'all out of control.
That's not right. We not doing. Freak calls tonight. Tonight is not about freaks, so. Tonight.
Okay. Check this out.
What? Check out what? Oh, shit. The man not even telling us what's going on.
What happened?
Yo. Yes, Vinny. Hold on. The man about to do some strange shit.
Who the hell are you calling?
Who you calling, the man? Let him do the talking. Oh,
God. Oh, yeah, I got you. I'm going
to do it.
Thank you for calling.
No, stop it. Like, yeah. That wasn't fair. Hold up. No, I got somebody for Vinny to curse out. Y'all, chill. Hold up for 1 minute and shit. I got this. You know what I'm going to start doing? Oh, shit, the mail's calling for my y'all.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
See,
yo,
we got to,
it's this, cool. Yo, God is not letting us be double tonight. We cannot be devilish tonight.
Well, one of our callers just pressed the number one signal and they want to talk and join in on the show. 917-544. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Truth or Dare Prank Saturday. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What's your name?
No.
Okay, yes. You're an artist, or you just called to join the show?
I'm an artist.
Okay, well, you definitely got to, is that your people's, Vinny?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's Vinny's people. Okay, I remember you, but you definitely got to show off, let us know what's your Facebook, your Twitter, whatever, so we can be able to check up on your music. We can appear
and kind of have fun doing prank calls. You know what we're going to do? We're going to record them, pre-record our pranks so we can just play them back for you guys. This live shit is just corny. I'm getting bored. I hope you guys are not getting bored, callers. We're about to go back into regular Philly Shy mode. But no, please show off. Let us know. What's your Twitter? Best way to get in contact with you?
My Facebook. Okay, it's really hard to spell my name. But I'm going to spell it out for everybody. It's NOMXOLISI. Nobody in the world has this name, so it should be easy to find me.
Say it again.
NOMXOLISI.
Okay. Oh, that's what
that means. Use her voice.
You definitely got to come through and be. That's the CEO of X Squad DJs saying hi to you. I like your voice.
We need to use it.
Oh, man.
Hold on.
No, DeMel, listen.
DeMel, be good.
Listen, we didn't even ask her if she wanted to prank call anybody yet. Jeez. You know what?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Man, I found your biggest fan. Her name is Yes Yes.
Yes Yes.
Yes Yes. Say hello to Yes Yes.
I am not. Listen. Hello? Hello?
What's up? Yes Yes.
Nothing. Just ready to say yes, yes. How you doing?
I'm good. What's your real name, baby?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes, yes.
So what can you do with a yes, yes?
A lot.
Yes. Do everything. Yes, yes.
Where you at?
I'm outside your bed.
Hello?
I
can't hear you.
Yes.
I think yes, got something in the throat.
She got something in the throat.
You want to get it out for me?
It's from the last guy.
Okay, something in the throat. What y'all got going on,
I can't do it no more.
They
want
to know what you like.
No, why you leave me hanging like that? That wasn't funny. She gonna talk about something. I'm not his fan. Vinny, next time you hear somebody call on the show, they gotta be ready. What we got going on.
Yo, that was fucked up. Y'all stupid as
hell. Is that J-Rush?
Yeah, you know he like the answer his phone, so you know I have to call him.
J-Rush, I can't even do that to you, babe.
I would have did it.
You know we evil as shit on Saturday night, so.
Hold on, wait.
You expected that.
I wasn't like, yes.
Okay.
No.
Girl, I ain't answering no more yellow fucking calls. Yes,
that. No. But we do have an artist on the line named No, but I had to mute you, girl, because you was going to give away the prank. She was like, I'm not a fan.
She said her name was No, so I turned it to Yes, Yes.
And I thought she was going to go with the song.
Did you want to hear somebody say No all the time?
I'm glad that I was able to make everybody laugh tonight.
What's going on? What happened last night, honey? Huh?
Huh?
What you mean?
What am I
what?
Oh, there's a lot of people speaking right now. I don't know what's happening.
No, what did you have happen last night, J-Rush?
Nah, so I'm glad I was able to make everybody laugh tonight.
Yeah, because everybody else
That was hilarious. But y'all know how it is on Philly Child. We got to go with just some music while we recoup and shit after this situation.
Yeah, you got to play J. Russ.
Yeah, you get to play on somebody's
phone. At least you can do is play J. Russ song.
J. Russ, you know my switchboard don't like your music for some reason. You don't try again, man. I don't know what the F is going on. I don't know what the hell happened, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect X Squad DJ's radio to my joint so that I can be able to play some more of your music. It happened one time, only one effing time. Like, the other times, it don't work. It disappears.
Turn the volume up. I'll sing my damn song.
I know that's right.
Uh-oh. Dang
on. Oh, well, go in, Mr. J. Rush. I love to hear you sing.
Yes,
he got
yes.
excited. I need those blue balls. Chilly.
Hold on, wait. I got one for him.
J. Rush, please sing to me.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sometimes I ain't even mad you ain't want nothing. I ain't even mad that I bought you those drinks. Baby, it's a fact. I'm a good catch. You're the one that's gonna be mad. Cause you should have chose me.
Oh, that's right.
I chose you, damn it. You didn't choose me. You know what?
You gotta love J Rush. Shout out to your YouTube for me so I could go there right now and share your music on my Facebook.
Sound like a plan.
J Rush. What's your YouTube?
Depending on which song. You just, I ain't even mad.
DJ Illuminati and J Russ, OMG. That's the
right now. He's a famous guy, so, you know, it ain't even that hard to find you. Like, I just put in J Rush Jennings and it just came up, so.
But I got a question, though, right? So, you know, we got J Rush, right? Why can't he be J Slow? Why he gotta rush everything?
She wanted to know the question, Jay.
What's the question?
She said, why can't you be Jay Slow? Why you can't be Jay Take It Slow? Why you gotta rush?
Cause I like getting to it.
I'm done with him.
Whether it's the money or the honey.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, buddy.
That's not fair,
and you know, Honest always wants you on her show because you always go with her topics.
And
yes,
playing around.
Yes. No, I don't be playing around.
I'm referring back to the question about why I couldn't be slow. You know, I'm just playing around. We grown.
Oh, shoot. Well, I'm about to,
So if you came to Philly and you met Honest, what would you do to Honest? Truth or dare?
Oh, no.
Truth and dare.
Truth and dare.
Truth and dare.
Wow.
What would you do with Honest?
Yeah, tell us. I want to know. I'm listening.
I want to know,
honestly,
too. I'm nosy.
She going to stick her nose in it. So y'all know how Truth Teller. She a big freak.
This conversation just went left real quick.
I'm honest.
Went left around the corner and it came back and sneaked up your back. Yeah, it skeeted on in the front door. Right, here it is. Here it is. Like, I'm coming. I'm here. I came. So, all right, J. Rush, answer the most.
I need to change my name.
What? What'd you say, Philly?
I said, answer the male's topic question. Yes.
What's the new topic question. What would you do with Ina's fire?
I
want to
know.
And what type of situation?
You know the situation. We all grown here.
Whatever situation you want to put her in. Like, I mean, yeah.
No. We're going to keep it real. You know the situation Jamel was talking about.
Oh, shit.
So,
you know what? I'm done with this. I'm mad at this situation. I'm mad.
I mean, what would I do?
I would do whatever
would get the job done.
Oh, yeah. How many of y'all think that he's scared of me? Ask Vinny Showboat the question. He'll answer it.
Ask Frank and Vinny, bro. Hi. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
No lesbo. I'm about to mute her phone, y'all. I'm done. I muted her fucking phone. No, listen. Y'all, because last week, Truth Teller was telling me about some dream she had with me in it, and I wasn't even appreciated, okay?
Hold on, wait, y'all. Okay, I'm going to try to do this right. Y'all have to step away from the phone because that lightning bolt is going to strike the shit out of this bitch.
I gotta give up.
Look, let me ask you. When I'm going to go do my thing to Honest, right, can Honest have on some jeans that look like they painted on? Just in my little...
My jeans always do that.
All right.
Here's the type of question. What would you do to Honest Fire if she had on her outfit that's in her default picture?
That bikini outfit thingy.
Huh?
I wouldn't even take it off.
What'd you say, Vinny?
I wouldn't even take it off.
I just work
my way around it. It come off.
Work your way around it doing what?
Yeah,
these questions aren't specific enough. We're trying to be focused. Work your way around what?
Oh, shit.
Look,
I'm free.
Around a bikini line.
You want some poetry. Alright, you know what? We're going to play profile pictures. Let me see. What's Jay Rush? Where's your picture?
Put
me on live.
My profile picture high.
Yeah. We'll put you at J-Rush so I can mess around with him. Let me see.
Yeah, go. He just commented on my Facebook page. But you know what? I'm about to go to Vinny Showboat. Showboat has his tongue.
If Vinny Showboat had his tongue the way that it is inside his profile picture,
I would use it to clean out every inch that's inside my panty, right? Every inch. Not only around the bikini line, but about the part that's inside.
How does that change your life, man?
You changed my life.
Yeah, I changed your life.
I'll fuck your credit up.
Oh, here you go.
I'm also ready, honestly.
I'll fuck your credit up.
Oh, you found Jay Russ page?
You got a goddamn tie on. Fuck your life up. You don't want this part.
I'm gonna go right over here.
Y'all know I'm playing, but no, on some real shit though, Vinny. Don't attack me next time you see me, because you're a big guy. You scared me.
Would you say what?
I'm just joking. These just jokes on Philly Shine Radio. I'm saying my disclaimer. Be quiet. Disclaimer for the night. Everything I'm saying is just jokes. I'm just jokes. Please don't attack me. Will you see me in public? Because I'm a call security.
I'm her security. So you bother her, you got to bother me.
You want me to bother you?
Truth Teller going to put you in a titty hole.
I like that.
I
have been known to grip up people. I say no names to jump on people's backs. I say no names to who I've done things.
Yes. Don't get attacked.
Yeah, but you probably doing that out of pleasure.
Who, me?
Oh.
Oh, not me.
Jump on people's
Jay
doors.
Rush is coming at you, truth teller.
I know he ain't coming at me.
I know. He don't know me very well.
I think you should request him as a friend on Facebook and then attack him.
I can't. He got 5,000
friends.
Oh, you got too many friends.
Still no request, maybe.
Shout out to my girl. Yo, I swear, my girl is always going to be my favorite is Philly Shy caller.
Favorite is?
My girl, American Dream. Is that her name? American Dream? Yeah.
I don't know. I
forget.
Who is Mina?
Anyway, back to the show.
Who's Mina?
Huh?
Yeah. Who's Mina?
Mina.
Okay,
oh,
who's,
yeah, that's my
who's
girl.
Mina.
Yeah. Well, on Facebook? My
yeah.
friend, you
yeah,
mean? The one who I'm in the picture with? Yeah, that's
yeah.
one of my BFFs.
Aww.
I call her, tell her calling, because you said, who's Mina?
Aww.
Hey, look at
yeah.
you, Mina.
Okay, now what was he saying about his friends? I didn't hear that, you know, y'all started talking.
Oh, excuse me.
I was being cordial and letting y'all talk. You know, I could have been, you know, evil and be like, huh?
What? Huh? You being smart? We about to argue. Me and you about to argue. But first, I got to put y'all on and let y'all know about my homeboy Vinny Showboat. He got this new track called All On Me. Who produced this track, Vinny?
My man, Cinema.
Cinnabon?
Cinema.
I thought he said Cinnabon too. That's a great
thing.
I thought he said Cinnabon too. I was about to say, where is his picture?
You hungry,
yo.
You hungry.
White nerdy kid from Maine.
What you say?
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Yeah, white nerdy kid from Maine.
Okay, why you gotta be white?
He's
white. We love him on the show. We love everybody.
I love him,
though. All you guys calling. But we want to check out Vinny Showboat, All On Me. And please know next week is going to be all about Diamond Spotlight, Diamond Edition, First Sunday music events could be crazy. My Tuesday show is going to start off with Big DZ and Knowledge. Up next, we're going to have Young Zoe. We have music from everybody at Blood Money, ENT, Pure Punishment Records. That's Nonfiction, AK, IRS, Roe, and Alco the Great. Yeah, I stumbled, but I remember. We go ahead, Frown Faces. We gonna show love to Toxic Egyptian. We gonna show love to Fate Grindhouse. We gonna show love to Arson. We gonna show love to Shake the Great. Chester's own, like, Shake is definitely my peoples. I definitely rock a Goodfellow Music shirt because I'm a good girl. I got that shit popping. We gonna show love right now to my boy.
I showed
up though. Huh?
I know them too.
You know who? You know Shake the Great?
Yeah.
Selling music? Okay. All right, we'll get them on the line. We know you know Philly. That's why you love Philly Shine, Mr. DeMel.
They say it's all on.
Nobody else can account for my actions if I act it, I'm down to what it's going to be. And this goes out to my hood. And you can tell them I'm.
In a Titanic, home of the hustler and kidnapper with kids clap ya. After reaching the top of the hood ladder to get out that bottom of the pit, climb up all of that ditch. Shit, from Abercrombie and Fitch. Won't hesitate to go fat in the lip. Then it's back on the strip. And this is just more than a damper. You crying, cause it's time your baby mom needs pampers and lying. And bad cause the stuff that you said you never did. So instead, now it's hurting your head. And you stay on the grind cause you hurting for bread. You never thought at the time it'd be hurting your kids. Now you mad cause your brother snitching. When you find out who the T.I. at your own trial, your own sibling. Now you wanna go and grab on the metal. There's a rumor going around in the ghetto.
They say it's all on me. Nobody else can account for my actions. If I act it, I'm down. Who knows what it's gonna be? And this goes out to my hood. And you can tell them I'm good. It's all on me. I don't drop and I'm never gonna stop. If you can't push to the limit, don't rise to the top. It's all on me.
Deep, like a ditch in the cemetery. I'm getting out the ghetto. And it's probably a never worry. My vision of the ghetto was never blurry. I never worry. I keep it tall like Eddie Curry. And in the process, success, a good guess. Black Corvette, correct. The food fresh, collard greens and chitlins is grimacing. 25 to life to sentencing. And now women getting fat off enemies. They bent because of the environment they living in. Refurbishing everything, even the TV. You gotta have a flat screen to receive HD. And lately, been a lot of gang activity that create unnecessary hostility. My hands on the metal, I got my mind settled. There's a rumor going around in the ghetto.
They say it's all over.
Definitely. Shout out to my boy Vinny Shobo. That was a little Ethan joint. I wonder if that's what they saw.
That was what?
Who came up with that hook?
Okay, I actually wrote the hook, but when I was singing it, he didn't sing it like the way I was singing it. He went in there and just made it sound like, you know what I mean? He put his style onto it. So actually, it didn't sound like that when I said it.
How did you sound when you said it?
I say, they say it's all on me. Nobody else can account for the actions. If I do, then I'm done for. When there's a, I said that like a rat. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He
sings.
Oh, you know
he
mean?
Turned into a song.
Like, yeah, like it was. It sounded more like a rat on a hook. But he took it and made it sound like a hook.
I like the singing part. Maybe you should have rapped up behind it. That would have been hot to harmonize right. It.
I fucks with it.
It's positive. Yeah, definitely positive.
Definitely positive.
Much love to you. You know what I'm saying? Doing your goddamn thing.
Oh, listen. Mm-hmm. I got an announcement to make.
What's your announcement?
My announcement. I'm announcing Philly's new first. Only number one power couple, Vinny Shobo and Honest Fire.
No, we don't.
Power couple.
Well, okay. That's official.
Yeah.
All right. I'll rock with it. I'll see what happens. Because I changed my mind real easy. So don't lose me.
Think about your career, man.
Think about my career. You've lost me already. It's a fuck off. What? It's off. I've lost you. We just broke up.
Damn, yo. I'm saying we can capitalize off that too. That's good. That's a good marketing scheme. I say that's a good marketing scheme to break up the whole breakup thing. We could do that. Yeah, really.
Funny as shit. Yeah, we gotta get some product out. We gotta get our first collab going. You know what I'm saying? I definitely collab great. As a matter of fact, we might be going to this last drawing. I just collab, but after we it's a few people who called press number one. We gotta open up some callers. See if you want a prank. You want to get in on the truth or dare? See what's up with you. 215-38-366. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? This Young Zo.
Hey, what's up?
You've
been listening to his Trip Out for a minute.
Yeah, I got me connecting up over here. Yo, whose song is that? Lauren London, John.
Oh, that's my homie, Looney Tunes from ATL. He's a producer and an artist.
Oh, that's John's hot.
Exactly. Yeah, I fuck with that. I let him know that you fuck with it. I definitely just got finished from shouting you out also. I'm not sure if you heard it, but while you're on the line, please shout out your Twitter, your Facebook. You got to show off first on Philly Shine Radio.
Oh, all right. You can follow me on Twitter at youngzo_25, and that's YUNGZO. And on Facebook, it's just YUNGZO, YUNGZO. YouTube, same thing. That post, same thing. I mean, that's about it, though.
That's what's up. And, of course, find him May 1st. Tickets on sale right now.
Right.
Diamond Spotlight, Diamond Edition. We're going to go get some of the drops for the mixtape tomorrow. It's going to be crazy. Not sure who's all invited, but we're doing a Gilly video shoot tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'm
shout out to Cryostorm Entertainment. My boy Gerald, MP, Curtis, motherfucking Store. I love him. But it's going down. You got your track ready for the mixtape, though?
Yeah, I got that, John.
That's what's up.
I'm going to just, when you need that, John, by?
By May 1st. Well, you know what? Probably like a week or so after, because after we get everybody organized, and of course we got mix it down, and we will be promoting like crazy. But the whole theme of the showcase of Diamonds Are Forever, we're doing this promo that's never going anywhere. You know what I mean? It's going to definitely be available for all artists. And then, like I was getting ready to say, if you guys want to collab with me, check out How I Rap.
Money, fresher in them gully, model biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a 40. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6-5. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing. did, who you doing? And she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor. Only fuck with real niggas. Only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches. Only if they real bitches. They got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up. You go do them little dishes.
Hey, Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches. I make them fall, then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and kill me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Shout out to everybody listening on the show. Philly Shine Radio. Having fun to show off a little bit of the skills. We shut it down up in this motherfucker. Don't make me shut this motherfucker down.
But, money.
You like that, Joe? Did you check it out?
Yeah, I like that, John. I think on some shit, I was on YouTube, I think I heard that, John.
Okay, big ass. Thanks for listening.
Who's the boy? I don't like that rapper whore
on there.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. You talking over people.
Right.
Young Zoe is speaking.
Right.
I'm sorry. I apologize. That was
I'm sorry for calling you a bitch, too. I love you. So what were you saying, Zoe?
No, I was saying, I was asking you who was the boy that was rapping on that joint.
Oh, yeah, that's his name, Dunny. He be going there and he ready to put out some crazy shit. Gonna be her first over her. I ain't playing no games, but be showing love tonight. I gotta play some more music and give it up to some of the artists who come through on the radio show. Just recently, we just had TD, who's doing his thing. He's repping Philly all day. He's out there in L.A. doing his thing with the game. He has a new mixtape coming out called The Game Chose Me 420. It's going to be released, so I'm going to make sure I pass that joint around to all my ex-squad partners and potnet. You know what I mean? We'll get it popping. And, of course, y'all, next week will be crazy on Philly Shine. Me and Truth Teller are going to be going in, showcasing most of the artists from Diamond Spotlight First Sunday Music Event, Diamond Edition. We did the Platinum Edition last month, man. The Platinum Edition was crazy. It was a lot of artists networking and working with each other. It was a lot of love be going on afterwards, a lot of one-night stands. It was crazy, but come out May 1st, 4200 Chester Avenue, hosted by Big O.C. Diesel. Feature performance from Last Donna, Curtis Starr, Pure Punishment Records, Blood Money ENT, The Dream Team. Building up some hype behind it. You're going to find out who The Dream Team is if you come through. But like I said, performing live from Blood Money, you got IRS, AK, Nonfiction, Alpo the Great and Row. We got CG3RD, that's my homeboy. We got Big DZ, Mischief and Rob, BMG, King Dot, Young Zoe, of course, Knowledge, Shake the Kid, Arson, Stacks, Fresh Home from Jail. Shout out to Trap House, ENT. It's going to be crazy. No Doubt ENT will be in the building. Shout out to all those Chester boys, Frown Faces, Showing Love, and a few more, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy. The flyer will be out ASAP, you know what I mean? We're just waiting for a little final touches or whatever. But, yeah, a little early. It was supposed to be out today, though. I'm going to tell you how to see it. It's like, oh, yeah, it's slow. It is what it is. We're going to get it popping up. I got to show love, like I said, to my homeboy, TD. He did his thing on this joint. We played it the other night. We're going to go in on it again. And then, hopefully, when I come back, I will be spanking the shit out of somebody. I'm cussing the bitch out.
Those of you who doubted me are going down. TD. I'm the record man. Black Wall Street. Can you hear what's going on? Yikes. Those of you.
Realizing who the truth now, and you would think I threw Bishop off the roof, cause I got the juice now, a few thousand in my Levi's, looking at these guys like they stupid when I'm jumping out the coop now, getting paid is a reason, a mug, we ordering bottles and blowing trees in a club, the way me and my entourage got it on lock, you would think we had the motherfucking keys to the club, now they wonder when did this all happen, I've been on my grind, I ain't just start trapping, sacrificed my life, always knew I was nice, cause I've been spitting fire like a pissed off dragon, always stay focused in the midst of all the madness, and I've been fly, I ain't fucking with you maggots, never been average, I always been above it, so the hating don't bother me, truthfully I love it. I got a flow that can single-handedly murder teams. Turn a hip-hop stage to a murder scene. Now it's blood on the bottom of my new LeBrons. Looking like a fresh pair of Christian Louboutins. Check the autopsy. They died miserable. They wasn't original and was far from a carbon copy. It's gonna be hard to stop me. Cause while y'all playing checkers, I'll be making moves like Bobby Fischer and Bart Spassky. Chess masters. My moves are strategic. So I don't care if I made some you didn't agree with. It's no secret, I know these niggas mad cause every time they see me they get nauseous like they seasick. That's ironic cause I be spitting some deep shit. Better dress warm to flow colder than a ski trip. I left the city, niggas thought I got blackballed. Till I moved out to the west and got blackballed. Now people recognize I'm great for the way I spit it. That's why I get to travel and you stuck on your pivot. Since I left town, I ain't been back around. So be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. They said my shit sounded like I already made it. I thought hip-hop was about being creative. They had it fucked up while they was trying to be known as the hardest. I was trying to be known as the greatest. A A&R from Def Jam told me to my face. My records was dope, but I was all over the place. If I would pick a lane to make songs that sound the same, it'd make it a lot easier to target a fan base. I ain't get discouraged, I just got more inspired. With a coinky dink, a month later he was fired. I apologize for making my fans wait for it, but all the niggas that hate it, y'all gonna pay for it.
We back on the show. You know what I mean? Once again, people's numbers is disconnected. Pay your daggone Metro bill. Jesus Christ. But it's cool. You know what I mean? I swear, I'm going to do this like Carmen. We're going to pre-record the pranks and have them ready for our Saturday night show because it's crazy. Like, people must be asleep. As a matter of fact, it is like a whole lot of couple parties tonight. They got bees performing. They got the Felton popping. They got a lot of shit popping tonight in the city. My homie said they down the Civic Center. We down Philly Shop. We got people listening to Philly Shop Radio, so we going to get y'all, like, in the midday. It's going to be real official. And I'm getting you guys. It's going to be funny. We're going to be ready next time. You going to be ready, truth teller?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. She always ready, y'all. Yeah. What you say?
I said they already know how I do.
We're going to get Young Zoe in it. You know what, I'm about to get going to have a deer because his little profile picture, I'm about to share his profile so that you can see his picture, truth teller, so you can tell us what you would do to Young Zoe if he had on what he had on in his profile picture. Share his right
funny.
Now. You said what?
I say you funny.
I'm funny? Oh, no. I'm not funny, mister. You want to sit up here showing off. I'm going to put, what would truth teller do? So the WWTT.
T14 all day long.
Exactly. Ain't nothing
wrong
with it.
T14, watch.
Oh, you was hungry? You should have came through. I'm all on your Facebook page. See, I'm not the type of person that look at a person's status and not say nothing, you know what I mean? I see something, I comment on it, you know what I mean? I'm not like those other ones. I swear there's so many Facebook weirdos out there, like, it's crazy. Like, how many Facebook stalkers do you have, Young Zoe, with your damn T-shirt off?
I don't know. I don't even be on this joint no more like that. I'm trying to be on Twitter, but I don't know. I got a couple.
You just say that hate is word I hate.
You said what?
Oh, it is a known fact that I hate Twitter with a passion.
Why?
And I hate that. Because I can't get with that tweeting every so often, and yeah.
I mean, like today, I was on Twitter all day. It was raining.
I can't get with Twitter. I can't keep up with it. It's too fast for me. I thought Anna she could have my Twitter. I run her Facebook, and she run my Twitter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you gotta text me your password and stuff so I can get.
I don't know it. I don't know my password.
Oh well, all right. Well, back to what I was saying about Young Zoe page. Can you please check it out so we can talk about it? WWTTD.
All right, let's see what happens. Right,
I'm going to like that, John.
What is this sign you got? Like, that better not be no gang sign you throwing up in your picture. What is that about?
Oh, no, that ain't no gang sign.
That's not no gang sign. What is
nah.
it?
No. What is it?
Mm-hmm.
Can't even explain it.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. He and the Illuminati, y'all. Be good.
Chill. It's not even all that. Chill.
You know, we're going to disappear.
Chill.
I know.
Compete, though. I got those tatted on my arm.
Okay.
But nah.
So what does that mean?
What do it mean?
You still can't tell us?
Is it okay?
Can't tell you.
Is it okay against the forehead?
I'm going to get, listen. If I tell you, I'm going to die. Somebody going to come get me.
Oh, shit, no. I can't have that. Because then I have to go to jail for getting them motherfuckers. I don't play that shit. Nope.
Well, you riding.
Don't play that shit at all. Huh?
So you riding.
You said what?
Say you riding.
Always.
always rotten. But True Talk, did you see the damn picture yet? What are you over there playing with?
Girlfriend,
huh?
You know what time it is, but no, I seen the picture. I said something, and then you like you
overtalked
me to
how I overtalked
you.
Oh well, then next time, tell me to be quiet so that you could be able to be heard. I apologize. I'm only an effing fucking human. Shit. What the hell? You know how we are on Philly Shine. Shout out to everybody else listening in. If you want to join in the show, if you press number one, I'll definitely open your mic. But Truth Teller's being a baby, and can, like, she don't know how to be heard or say, excuse me, I want to fucking speak. Speak up, honey, or, you know, I can't do that for you. What can I do?
Mm-mm-mm.
Huh?
I'm here with you tonight, honest.
You not?
Tonight. I can't argue.
You said what? Don't argue with me. It's fine. It's fine. It's cool. It's cool. I'm done with truth telling. You know what I mean? You know what? I'm done with her. Fine. Fucking done. I'm done. I'm done with you. It's crazy how I asked you to do a little simple favor for me, and it's got to be difficult. And you got to show me all this attitude or whatever. But it's cool. Yeah, maybe we get right back to the show. Vinny Showboat on the board, listening in.
Yeah.
My little boo.
And I was just shouting you out, boo. That's it.
Yeah, my boo right there.
Shout out my new boo. We about to have a little side powwow and talk about our next power move. And yes, it's gonna be powerful. We've all sung those. Young Zoe, you got called back in Sweet Tims.
Will be major.
Truth Teller's scared of you. I don't know. I've never known Truth Teller to be scared.
I ain't scared of them. What are you talking about?
You being scared? That's what I'm talking about. I ain't scared.
I commented on the picture. If you shut up and look at the picture, you see where I commented at.
Did I ask you to comment on his picture? No. I asked you to tell us on Philly Shine Radio right now while we were listening all together. That's what I said. And she's still silent. She must be masturbating to the picture. All right, we're going to get truth telling like it's just 10 minutes.
Okay, I would say it again, y'all. Everybody step away from the phone so that lightning bolt can strike this bitch. Because nobody doing nothing like that. Did she ever think that I might be doing something totally different? Like,
all right, get to the damn topic. Shit.
The topic.
Yes. What would you do to him in his Facebook picture? Hey. Is it so hard to answer? Gosh. Is she quiet? All right, we're using her phone.
Call in on the switchboard. I'm done with you. Like, no. I ain't worried about you. Tell her.
She got an attitude. She one of them people who can't chew gum and talk at the same time. So you know what I'm talking about, too, Vinny. Like when people get real quiet because you're fucking on the damn internet. She can't fucking do shit else, but it's cool. She's not a multitasker like me. I've been a drink of soda, type of report. Yeah, so you shy, switch the music up, you know what I mean? Got back into something else. That's me. I'm a G, I say. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody can do it.
How you, yeah, teach me how you tie your shoe and suck a dick at the same time.
No, that doesn't happen. No, she went.
Listen, man.
Yes, Vinny. We got to go back open, too. Huh?
We need to have like a Philly show, a Philly Shine show, a war show, something like that.
Yo, oh my gosh, I was definitely thinking about that. And then,
that's so, that'd be so big.
Gang. Huh?
That'd be so big, too.
Yeah, I would have to get my sponsors organized first. You know what I'm saying? I would have to get my sponsors organized first. But, Philly Shine Awards, and I know who would win the most, though. Vinny Showboat, you would definitely
Take the Cake, you, Looney Tunes. We got to tell everybody to, we got to make it fair, though. We got to make it fair. Give it some fair. You probably won, like, 6 awards off the bat. Like,
wow.
Most loyal. And then, ooh, that would be a good-ass idea to do, like, a nice give-back tumor. You, we could have a Philly Shine Exiles moment, like, we go to the booth for reals. I definitely got to put that nut-ass nigga out there. His situation, we put him out there on the Bigger T show. That was hilarious.
Yeah, we got to talk.
Huh? What
about BB?
We definitely got to talk.
Yeah, whatever his name is. Huh?
I said we definitely got to talk.
Yeah, we got to talk. That's a good idea. We just, people as quiet as cats, try to do a nice other awards ceremony, but we getting all that together. Y'all already know that my goal has always been to turn Philadelphia into the new entertainment capital. Crazy, crazy plans, staying consistent. Shit, I just found out that the work that I do is A&R work, and like I could really help out record labels with doing showcases and stuff. And I always was wondering why, I'm not going to put out no name, but certain A&R is a company like, oh, Honest, I got this new artist I'm trying to bring out for my record label, whatever. Let's do a showcase. You could charge like $500 for the artist to register because they say I'm going to be there, and then we're going to get it poppy. You're going to make some money, then I could be able to showcase my artist. No, I don't do fraud shit like that. No, no, never have, never did. I swear to God, like, if you got to pay more than, like, $250 at the most to do a showcase, you're paying somebody else's bills, you're trying to make them look good, and it's not going to be anything left for the artist. Like, you try to be in a room full of mad motherfuckers performing and shit. I don't do that. I'm not even into that, but as far as really cutting the middleman out, that's the type of woman that I am. Like, cut out the bullshit. I do that all day, every day. So definitely working on cutting out the bullshit, getting his money, and really continuing to put a shine on the fucking talent in my city. Like, it don't matter where you from. You could be from the suburbs of Philly. Like, you got that swag. You got that drive. Like, you can definitely make it as an artist. It's just in our water. It's in our air. It's in the way we talk. It's in the way we carry ourselves, the way we get dressed every day. And ain't nobody got shit on us. But honestly, the days of people taking advantage and looking over our city is so far over. Believe you me, it's so done.
Yes, honey. But remember, right, we just don't do Philly. We do from all over. Like, we had the one guy in Norway.
Oh, yeah, of course. No. I'm not saying, because even Demel, he called from ATL. J. Rush Jennings, he's in ATL right now. You know what I mean? You know, we had TD on the show. He's from L.A., well, he's from Philly, but he lives in L.A. I'm not saying Philly Shine is not about, you know what I mean, the world, but the Mecca, the home, and where we're broadcasting from is Philly. So, and I'm not taking away from that. And then I will tell you the reason why I am doing what I'm doing is because I'm from my city. Like, I definitely love it here. I leave another bullshit that I got to sidestep. I like the roadblocks I got to kick in and spit on, you know what I mean, or slap out my way. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You got to be strong in this city, and you definitely got to be focused. So know that I'm focused, guys. And yes, of course, everybody from OT, I'm showing love. I got Hater Proof coming up on a show soon. I'm sorry, Hater Proof, but I forgot where you're from. Real fast, but he shares his music on my Facebook page all the time. Of course, we want to show love to my boy Carlito Brigante coming soon. I show a lot of everybody. Looney Tunes, you a fixture here. You know what I mean? We don't show love, but on some real shit. We getting this entertainment shit popping. As a matter of fact, I want to also talk about another young artist who performed at Diamond Spotlight. Did his thing last month and did a lot of networking. He was like, who's the Culture Boys? I need their number right now. We got to get in the studio and work together. My homie Young Vine. Did you like his music too, didn't you, Truth Teller?
Yeah, he looked like he can't do nothing. Then when he got on stage, it was like, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, going to his Black and Yellow freestyle, we get ready to close the show out soon. So we'll play some more music. Definitely thanks for everybody calling in. Thank you, Young Zoe, for being a good sport. You know what I'm saying? I love a guy that keeps it quiet. You know what I mean? That's always thorough. In my book, and my baby, Benny, you know you're my heart, yo, right? You ready for your photo shoot?
Hmm? What?
Yo, y'all can't
ready
even
for your
hear
photo
me,
shoot?
Yo.
Huh?
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, though.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know I was connected,
huh?
For real. I was quiet as shit the whole time, thinking y'all couldn't hear me.
No, we had your mic open because you still pressed number one for, like, whenever you press the one, like, it'll always it'll let me know if you want to speak or whatever. So
all right, all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wish you welcome.
Right. No problem. Yeah, definitely appreciate it. And you, Mr. Vinny, like I was getting ready to say or whatever, you got to make sure you take your shirt off in the photo shoot, too. I need to take some half-nude shots or whatever, so don't you know. Be prepared. I don't want no questions later. You understand?
All right. I follow directions well.
Hmm?
I said I follow directions well.
That's what's up. Good. All right, cool. I might bend your knees. I ain't doing all that. But when I do it, this day, he got to be over 21. Oh, no. He not over 21, so what you going to do? He over 18, though.
Well, I said 21, damn it.
I mean, listen.
We can
always pretend I'm
21. What you say? Oh, Young Zoe under 21.
I said we can always pretend I'm 21.
She said make believe it's a fantasy, so... Nothing wrong with it. Definitely. I got you in. But we showing love tonight. Like I said, I want to show some love to my homeboy, Young Zoe. I mean, Young Vine. Oh, you young motherfuckers. I love you.
That's real, right? I'm about to take the young out of my name. Like, that shit corny. I'm about to just be
Zoe.
Well,
yeah, just call yourself Zoe.
Yeah.
That sucks for Zoe.
I mean, I got to think about it, though.
Are you done thinking yet?
Oh, no.
How about now?
No, you funny.
Come on now.
Hey yo, never mind. I'm tripping.
What?
Hey, this is what we do.
Yes, that's what happens.
This is what we do. Where's Vinny at?
That's cool.
What?
Vinny
show though.
Yeah.
Don't talk to my boo like that. Watch your tone, bitch. Watch your motherfucking phone, bitch.
Oh, Vinny, where are you?
You know what, her. I'm going to come right to fucking 30th from where you the fuck at. Kick your ass. It's cool. But no, please, yeah. Let's get it poppin'. We're going to show love to my homeboy, Young Vine, talented artist / producer. He got their studio time, $20 an hour. Popping all crazy. And Dunny
Daddy just opened his studio back up. He got that shit rocking for 25 an hour. So if you like the clarity of the track I just did with him, Money, Money, Money beat, so come through, get that good, good clarity, $25 an hour.
Oh, yeah. Listen, my man, our producer, Bart, too, he leased some beats for
$25.
Like, oh. And, right. Yeah, he hot as shit. Like, niggas be on Jalo dick and everything like that. I fuck with Jalo. I just leased the joint off Jalo, actually. But,
yeah, I love Jalo. Yeah, we cannot even.
Listen. At the show,
I'm going to perform
crazy joint for y'all. I'm going to perform something crazy. Like, I can't wait. Like, I'm super excited.
That's what's up. Good. We're excited to have you, too. So your producer who sent me the request?
Yeah. His name's Jabari Griffin on Facebook.
Yeah, I did see him. All right, well, y'all definitely have to holler at him because, yeah, I'm giving away shit. Also, May 1st, he definitely getting it popping. Shout out to my boy, DJ J3. I'm going to give you a fucking free drink, you fucking dumbass. Sitting up there. She sitting up there like, I'm going to tell y'all, like, I drink or whatever. And then I'm sitting there at the bar. Right at the bar is where I'll be throwing my showcase. I'll have a table full of drinks. This girl like, oh, no, I'm going to buy my own drink. All right, go ahead, Miss Independent. Fuck out of my face.
What's wrong with that?
That shit is bullshit. Like...
song's over. Me and Tristella was talking too much on the other line. We really love each other. You know what I mean? Even though we sit there and curse each other out on air, she's really my boo. No lesbian. My pink type. But we want to show some more love, play some music from my boy T-Day. Like I said, he got the new album coming out next week, Mixtape Crazy. He did his thing on the, what's his beat? Aston Martin music. Check it out.
I can fuck with this, man. I love this shit. This shit like a sunny day in Cali, just on the freeway, you know what I'm saying? Riding with a bad bitch or something like that. I don't miss that cold weather back in Philly at all. I don't even smoke, but I might gotta light up to this one. Yeah, the name's TD in case you never heard of all. I am who hip-hop fans been searching for. You in the way of the dreams that I'm working towards. We gon' have a situation, no Jersey Shore. Furthermore, I'm a lyrical freak of nature. I'ma keep grinding hard till I meet the maker of the universe. I spit heroin bars so dope fiends can't wait to hear my newest verse. It's like they dehydrated and I quench their thirst. I used to window shop, now I get to splurge. And when I get the urge, I tell the owner of the store, lock all the doors, cause I don't like to get disturbed. Money talks, so my shit. Yeah, yeah. Young.
I'm so fire. They know who it be. When I step in the building, they know.
Sunny day in Cali, just on the freeway, you know what I'm saying? Riding with a bad bitch or something like that. I don't miss that cold weather back in Philly at all. I don't even smoke, but I might gotta light up to this one. Yeah, the name's TD in case you never heard of all. I am who hip-hop fans been searching for. You in the way of the dreams that I'm working towards. We gon' have a situation, no Jersey Shore. Furthermore, I'm a lyrical freak of nature. I'ma keep grinding hard till I meet the maker of the universe. I spit heroin bars so dope fiends can't wait to hear my newest verse. It's like they dehydrated and I quench their thirst. I used to window shop, now I get to splurge. And when I get the urge, I tell the owner of the store, lock all the doors, cause I don't like to get disturbed. Money talks, so my shit be saying different words that you don't understand, cause you ain't never heard. So you would never use, and I would never lose. And you would never win up against a veteran. Niggas like y'all, I don't gotta say I'm better than. It goes without saying, I can win without playing. Bitch, I been fly like I been without land. I don't feel none of y'all like I live without hands. Your chick walk around in my crib without pants. And she love me for the fact that I'm real without chance. No katanas, I can take it to the saddle ranch. And one round is going down like an avalanche. That's what I call a snowball effect. Made her do all the things that she so-called regret. You so-called a threat, but to whom I don't know. I could kill you with some shit I wrote in 2004. I done proved I can flow with the best my city has to offer. And low-key, I'm the best my city has to offer. And any city that I'm in at the time, I would destroy any rap nigga I could find. Signed or unsigned, I am on my grind. He said he better than me, he out his fucking mind. I'm fucking his chick, homie, he ain't fucking mine. So he hate me more than people from Cleveland hate LeBron. And for the record, I don't really like him either. Still catch me in Miami at the game with a diva. Sitting so close, she got powder in her hair. When he poured the shit in his hand and threw it in the air. Life ain't fair, I'm still not faring. Revolutionary, word to Gil Scott Heron. The gear that I'm wearing make these hoes keep staring. And I got my own swag, so forget about comparing.
Talking to the music, this is probably too late.
Shout out to my boy TD doing his thing. Like I said, he got his mixtape coming out next week. The Game Chose Me. We're going to go crazy on it. Make sure I get all them links popping on my Twitter. All crazy for everybody. But I got a treat. Had to go grab up my young boy,
Young Von so he could come up on a show because we just played your Black and Yellow remix. Truth Teller was saying how she was so surprised at how you did your thing at the last Diamond Spotlight. It was crazy. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio, Young Von. What's up?
Not much. Well, I'm pleasure to be on the show. Thanks for the compliment.
For having Yeah, definitely a pleasure to have you. Remember, Truth Teller was there. She was like, she just see you get on stage and was like, wow. So, you know what I mean? First and foremost, shout out to Facebook and how people get in touch with you. I told everybody you do had a studio time popping and whatnot. Tell us a little bit about yourself real fast before we go on
the
show.
You can find me on Facebook, Young Von on Facebook. On Twitter, you can look me up at Superstar_Von on Twitter or whatever. You basically, that's how you get in contact with me. You know, I got the studio, $15 an hour up in Southwest. And, you know, I'm definitely a hardworking artist. Looking forward to doing collabs. I'm actually going to the studio on Monday to start working on my next mixtape, Next Up Part 2. Just finished Next Up Part 1, planning to drop this one. I haven't finished by June 1st or whatever. You know, had G-Stacks, my producer G-Stacks helping me out on this one. And a couple other producers, probably going to have a couple of my own beats this time around too. So definitely looking forward to this one.
That's what's up. That's real nice. That's what's up. Oh, I just said it was 20 an hour. 15, y'all. 15 an hour.
Yeah, 15. Trying to will everybody in, you know.
That's what's up. Not wrong with it. But you coming through May 1st, Diamond Spotlight too, right?
You know, for sure. You know, like, I love Mill Creek. I love it down there, you know what I'm saying? Because, for one, you know, when you get on stage, everybody show love, and you definitely feel like a star. When I get up there, I don't even notice the crowd. I just black out, like, you know what I'm saying? Just start going. Like, I love being up there, whatever. And the comedian guy down there, he's real funny, so he entertain you even while you wait to perform. So, you know.
Yes, oh, big my host. Big OC Diesel, yes. It's official. I keep it.
You want to say something, so I'm just going tripping.
Yo, we have a good time, but see, Young Zoe, I just want to let you know what you have to look forward to coming through May 1st and then next week with your interview is going to be way different from
the
show we have on the weekend. I don't know. Open his mic.
Okay.
Here we go. Oh,
your
mic open. No, your interview that we're going to have on Tuesday definitely going to be great. We're going to get to know you some more. And then, Young Von, we got to do your follow-up interview and have you on Philly Shine because I swear you got to be one of my favorite artists right now out of the bunch of them.
But we
and
have
I
to
show
warn
you much love.
Thank you.
Hold on, wait. But we have to warn you, when we do these interviews, just go with the flow because you'd be surprised to come out of our mouth.
Hey. I know.
I got to prepare.
Hey, shit. Fuck that. I'll tell you one thing. That's why the name of my company is Mood Swings Entertainment. I'm proud of you, woman. We will change our fucking mind in a minute and then change it back and just look at you like you the fuck crazy. So,
wait. She is the CEO and I am the president.
Yes. So don't even play no goddamn games. Mood Swings is real. That shit is fucking real. Like, I will flip and then I flip back and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I flipped in your face. Like,
hey, you know, I really want to do a collab with you too. I ain't just, I want to perform with you one day down there on the first too.
Oh,
whatever is convenient for you.
You know what? We might as well get it popping. Me, you, and Young Zoe should do a little collaboration. Call that shit the threesome. Come on.
I'm so untalented. I'm so untalented.
You got talent. Stop fucking fretting, bitch. Yo, listen. Truth Teller is a great writer, and she needs to exercise it more. So I'm going to start a new group. Truth Teller, bitch, start writing. That's the way the group will be.
But we're going to get right now. But we're coming up on the last 5 minutes of this show. I definitely want to shout out everybody who called in, the prank genius, my
we
homeboy Demel.
It got to be to be continued. Because it was bullshit.
Yeah, our pranks tonight were just garbage. It was kind of like it was last Saturday when my homie didn't believe me when I said I was naked at the Doubletree waiting for him. But it's cool.
So
I really
was,
wasn't.
That was funny, though.
Yeah. It was funny. And then he kept texting my phone like, why would you do that, dude? Like, stop bitching.
Hey, man the fuck up. I
man up, bitch. Like, but we had fun. Shout out to Life, Life Jennings' brother called in, sang to us so beautifully. Yes, Jay Rush. Shout out to
I'm calling Jay Slow.
Jay, you should call him Jay Slow Down, you know what I mean? Cause he's definitely got that smooth voice. My boy Vinny Showboat, his new track. I might even play that song again to close out the show. No, no, a.k.a. Yes, yes.
Yo, that was so funny. I'm not going to go with the flow.
Everybody calling, listening in. Shout out to you, Courtney. Thanks for letting me know that you were listening in. Shout out to my cousin. Shout out to Cena, Kiana. Everybody who texts my phone, big ups to you guys. Young Zoe, definitely welcome to the show. Young Vine, you the shit. We've been talking about you for days and playing your music for days, so we got you. Truth Teller, as usual, you always just the shit. You irritate the fuck out of me, but you're not the only one. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. I appreciate it.
Irritate the fuck out of me.
Don't fucking say fuck better than me. You cannot fucking say fuck like I the fuck say fuck, okay?
You know what? You irritate the fuck out of me so badly. You got
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a motherfucking fuck how the fuck you feel about what the fuck I'm doing, goddamn it.
You the fuck talking to your
motherfucking... You ain't got no motherfucking way in hell that you the fuck can fuck more than I the fucking say
fuck. You know I can
fucking
fuck.
You know what? You've been fucked, okay? You're fucked now. That's the
end of
the
shit. You know what? Fuck out of here. Fuck you. You fucking
fuck.
You
sound like a punk. Your fuck sound like punk, man. You sound like you Mickey Mouse saying fuck. Where the fuck is the bass at, you pussy? Say no. All right, I'm joking. I'm done. I'm done. I was that was good exercise, though. You feel like you just, your heart racing. You feel like you just worked out a little bit.
Yo.
Yes,
huh?
Yes, yes.
Y'all sitting up here busting all these jokes, which y'all forgot y'all had me on.
No.
Girl,
this is
what
we do.
Just,
I told y'all,
we
got to be
ready. Did we tell you, don't be surprised if come out of our mouths?
We told him not to be surprised. Now you're all surprised. Don't be surprised. We were just having some fun. We argued like
that. Yeah, I was having a fucking contest. Fuck.
Who won? Who won? Didn't I win?
It was hard to tell. I can't even lie. It was hard
right.
to tell.
Right. But
you
know what? Fuck.
I won, bitch. Now,
hi. Fuck out of here, whore. Whatever, whore.
Whatever.
Listen,
right. I
ain't
going
to
go. Wait. I wait till we get down to Mill Creek. We both wear heels. We both wear wigs. And we can choke each other with each other's hair. Come on now.
Oh, first of all, I'm not going to take off my wig for your ass, bitch. I'm a fucking give you a roofie and drag you in an alleyway and put up a big-ass neon sign that says, insert there. That's what I'm going to do. Fuck out.
Go ahead. It's cool. Like premeditated rape.
That's fine. Like I said, thank you everybody for calling in. I'm going to play my homeboy, Vinny Showboat, to close out the show. Big ups to you, Young Zoe. You on deck for next week. It's going to be totally different and fun. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
I got you on my ladies' night.
Waking up.
Don't wear no shirt. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be official. Shout out to my boy, Vinny Showboat. All on me. They
say it's all on me.
Nobody else can account for my actions. If I acted, I'm down. Tell that shit what it's going to be. And this goes out to my hood. And you can tell them I'm. The Titanic, home of the hustling kidnapper with kids clap ya. After reaching the top of the hood ladder to get out that bottomless pit, climb up out of that ditch. Shit, from Abercrombie and Fitch, won't hesitate to go fat in the lip. Then it's back on the strip, and this is just more than the damper you crying. Cause it's time your baby mom needs pampers and lying. And bad cause the stuff that you said, you never did. So instead, now it's hurting your head and you say, on the grind cause you hurting for bread. You never thought at the time it'd be hurting your kids. Now you mad cause your brother snitching. When you find out who the T.I. at your own trial, your own sibling. Now you wanna go and grab on the metal. There's a rumor going around in the ghetto. They say it's all on me.
Ditch in the cemetery, I'm getting out the ghetto, and it's probably a never worry. My vision of the ghetto was never blurry, I never worry. I keep it tall like Eddie Curry, and in the process, success, a good guess. Black Corvette, correct, the food fret, collard greens and chitlins is grimacing. 25 to life to sentencing, and now women getting fat off enemies. They bent because of the environment they living in. Refurbishing everything, even a TV. You gotta have a flat screen to repeat HD. And lately, been a lot of gang activity that create unnecessary hostility. My hands on the metal, I got my mind settled. There's a rumor going around in the ghetto.
They say it's all on me. No.